Yeah, maybe Tuesday again.
Yeah. All right, so let's review. Let's review from last week. Okay. So the Gemara takes up the question of how do you measure the shishim? We know that the shear for bittul is shishim, and shishim is a yeah. But the question is, how do you measure shishim? Right? How do you measure shishim? So the Gemara says, kishahim misharim berotev ubekipo ubechatichos ubakedera. Okay, so you measure with the rotev is the gravy, the liquid part. The kippa is the sludge part, right? And the chatichos are the pieces, which is interesting. It's interesting that the Gemara has to. It's interesting that the Gemara breaks it down into every component, right?
The rotev is the soup. And then the sludge that's on the bottom, if you pour all the soup out, yeah.
Rashi says it's the dak-dak. It's the dak-dak basa. And chatichos are the pieces, right? Yeah. Dak-dak shel basa v'tav v'mamis asif b'shuli hakadera. Yeah. And with the kedera itself. That's the problem. What does it mean that you include the kedera in the shear of shishim? So the Gemara says there are two interpretations of that statement. Ikad de'amri b'kedera atzma, the kedera itself, v'ikad de'amri b'may de'bola kedera. All right. And some say it's with what the kedera absorbed. Okay. So we say like this. Well, you have to understand, the way you have to approach this Gemara is a question of when you want to say that there's a shear of shishim, that means that there's a combination. Shishim means there's a combination of iser and heter. Okay, and you want to know of that total entity, there's a combination, and of that total entity, how much is iser and how much is heter? In order to have the shear of shishim, there has to be one thing together. And you want to know the components, the shishim and the witches, how much is the iser and how much is the heter. Of the whole, how much is iser, and of the whole, how much is heter. Right? And the ratio, and if the ratio is 60 to 1 of heter to iser, then it's mutter. Okay? So it's interesting. Just the very fact that the Gemara breaks it down into rotev, kipo, and chatichos shows you one thing. I mean, why is he going to have to break it down into those elements? I mean, what's the havamina? What's the havamina? Just say kol mashda b'kedera b'kedera atzma, right? So you see that we're looking once you say there's a definition, once you say there's a halacha of shishim, there has to be a way to define what joins in to become one tarovis. What joins to become one tarovis? So apparently there's a havamina that if a chaticha fell in, then it would only go with chatichos. You need 60 chatichos. But the Gemara is saying it doesn't work that way. It doesn't go by just because it's a chaticha doesn't mean now you need 60 chatichos. Just because it's rotev doesn't mean you need 60 times rotev. It goes by all of the ochlim. It goes by the generic. All of the ochlim is mitzdarif. It doesn't matter if a chaticha fell in. You don't have to say I need 60 chatichos. In terms of the ratio, it's a question of what is mitzdarif to make the entity. Okay, so, but you have to understand it's a halachic. Once you have a halacha, you got to find a way to define it. You have to find a way to define it. Yeah, Mark. Okay, so that we understand in terms of that all the food is going to be mitzdarif. But the question is, what does it mean that the pot is mitzdarif? Okay? What does it mean that the pot is mitzdarif? So Tosus raises a practical problem. He says it can't mean that the substance of the pot is considered part of the tarovis. It can't be that if you had a giant pot and if you had a giant pot, like 50 kizasim, a pot that's 50 kizasim big, right? with water in it, that let's say is 10 kezeisim, right? And then you have one kezeis of iser falls in, says it's not possible to say that that's going to be batal. Not possible to say now you have shishim, because it's just not possible. We know that shishim is at least aimed at getting rid of the tam, and this would vade be aser. It would vade be you definitely would have the tam. That can't be the way that shishim is defined. Can't be the way that ta'arovus is defined. Okay, so the point is like this, that according to Tosos. So what Tosa is saying is that what? That when the pot itself is not part of the mixture. Logically. It says logically, when the chazal, when you're defining shishim, so you have to ask this question. There's no tarovus until Isser enters the picture. Right? You just have heter. Before Isser enters the picture, there's no issue of a shear of shishim. There's nothing to measure. There's nothing to talk about. There's no tarovus. There's no mixture until you have Isser. So when Isser falls in, you have to ask. Now you have a mixture, but you have to say, well, what is mixed? Okay, you have to ask this one question. You say, what did the Isser fall into? What did it fall into? You understand? Whatever the Isser, whatever we define that the Isser fell into, that's going to be the greater entity of which we figure out the shear of shishim, the shear of Isser and Heter. So he's saying the pot, the thing that's holding the contents, is not considered the thing that it fell into. Didn't fall into the pot. Didn't fall into the substance of the pot. It fell into the contents of the pot. So when we're defining, it's really a question of defining what did the Isser fall into. That's another way, to look at it. So he's saying it can't be that you say that the chelev that falls into 10 ounces of water in a 50-ounce pot fell into the water and pot. The entity that it fell into is the water. Right? So what's the tarovus? The tarovus is just the water and the iser. Okay? Correct? Oh. He says that's just can't be any other way. Can't be any other way. So then what does it mean, Kedera Atzma? What does it mean, Kedera Atzma? So he says that's only a case where the Isser actually, you start out with a pot, right? And the pot is, and the pot itself absorbs Isser. Right? Kigon delese leisur be'ene. There is no Isser be'en. We're not talking about the contents of the pot at all. It's not a case where there's Isser in the contents of the pot. But rather, the Be'en was absorbed into the Kedera itself. Okay? And then you cooked in it. Okay? Now you say like this. Now, he says, now you have a question. Do I count the pot itself as part of the Tarovas? Okay, why? Because now the Isser is Nisarev in the Kedera. In other words, it's not a case of the Isser falling into the pot as a holder of an object, as a kli. It's now the Isser going into the pot as an entity of absorption. So now, now the Isser is actually absorbed in the pot. Okay, now one second. Now then the question is, now you cook in the pot, right? So now you'll say, What's the Tarovas? It says, now you can say the Tarovas is the pot and the contents. So why is that? Why is it that when the Isser starts out absorbed in the wall of the pot, and then you're cooking it, now you're mitzdaref the walls and the contents, right? Now you are saying you're treating it all as one entity. Right? Because you're going to be Meshayer, the Isser, against the walls and the contents. Mustosa says that's the case. The case is the pot is 10 kezeisim. There's a kezias of Isser that got absorbed into the walls. And now you're cooking, whatever, 50 kezeisim of water. Right? So now you're going to say what? You're going to say, what's my Tarovas? The Tam that was absorbed in the walls, right, now is considered a mixture with the pot and what's in the pot. Correct? With the pot and the contents. So how come now we can join the pot and the contents? And when the issa falls into the water, we say the pot and the contents are separate. Right? That's the question. To fall into. Right? Now, as you never use the old heter absorbed in the pot if the issa fell into the water. Because things like this. Now, if water is boiling in a pot, right? So the pot and the water, how are the pot and the water related? The pot is the kli of the water. Conceptually, the pot is the holder of the water, right? That's an idea, right? That's the tziruf between the two. What's the tziruf between the two? Tziruf between the two is one is serving the other. The pot is simply holding the water. You can't just levitate water above a fire to make a cup of coffee. So you need the kli to hold it, okay? But what's the... So in terms of the entities, you say the water is really the entity and the pot is just the holder. So when I say, what did the Isser fall into? Conceptually, what did the Isser... What is the Isser... What's absorbing the Isser? The water. The water fell... That's the first entity. Okay? You have to understand one thing. Let me just clarify one thing. You have to understand... conceptually, there's a difference between the entity that it fell into, right, and where ultimately it can spread. Those are two different concepts. Okay? Just because ultimately the tom will get into the pot, that doesn't mean that's what it fell into. What it fell into is you have to define the entities. As long as I define two cheftzos, there's water and a pot, then the one that it fell into, then I can say it fell into the water alone. It's true, this whole thing will eventually seep into the pot. But that's a secondary issue. That doesn't mean it fell into the pot ultimately. That doesn't mean it fell into the pot initially. Right? For instance, you have a lot of cases like that. Like if you have a chatichas bosser in a pot, and the milk falls onto that chaticha, you say it fell onto that one piece. You need shishim in that one piece. You don't say, since eventually it's all connected. You have to define the initial point of impact and say that's your tarovas. So the two entities that mix together initially is your tarovas. Okay? So that's what Tosa is saying. Saying the pot and the water are separate entities initially. So when I want to know what's my shishim, I say, well, it fell into the water. Okay? That's the first thing. He says, okay. But now our question is, what about the other way? Because he's saying the other way, he's saying if you start out with a pot that has tam absorbed in it already, right, and now you cook water in it, now you can be mitzaref the pot and the water.
Right? Tam isra? Yeah. Okay, you said it had tam. Do you mean tam or tam isra?
According to it,
let's just talk about tam isra.
Oh, no. You just said tam.
You mean the tom in the pot? The pot is only tom isser in the pot that you can utilize.
Don't ask me that question now. Right now we're just talking about when you have a tarovas of isser. Okay, so there's two ways you have a tarovas of isser. Either because you're cooking water in a pot and isser falls into the water, right? Or because the isser is the tom in the pot, right? And now you're cooking heter in the pot, right? So when the cooking water and the isser falls in ben, we say the tarovus is only the water and the isser. But if you start out with the tam and with the tam, if the isser is the tam in the pot, and then you cook something in the pot, now we say the tarovus is the whole pot and the water. So mamashach, are they together or are they one thing or are they not one thing? Right? Is that your question, Josh?
Yeah.
Notice, why don't you say that what? That the tarovus is just the pot and the tom, just the pot and the isser. See, the answer is like this. Yeah. It's just like when the isser fell into the water, we said it was just the water and the isser, and you ignore the pot.
Right.
So why do you say over here it's the isser and the pot? You just ignore the water. Yeah. That the water shouldn't be able to help.
What do you? No.
Just because the water, see, that's what I'm saying. Whether it counts or not doesn't mean whether it's mutter or not. right? Because
it mixes with it, I could say that
in terms of the Isser and the pot, so I don't have Shishim, right? So now I just have to count the Isser like it's not bottle. And now the Isser's not bottle, so now I have Isser going into the water.
You want
Chanan? No, not Chanan. It's just not bottle.
There's Isser in the pot.
Right.
And you're...
And the pot doesn't, and I'm measuring the kedera against that Isser.
Kedera against that Isser.
Right. And I don't have Shishim in the kedera against the Isser in the pot. Right? So now there's just Isser Tam that's gonna be go into the water. Now I have to do a second measurement. Now I have to say, okay, do I have Shishim in the water against the Tam that's coming out of it? The point is that when the Isser starts out in the wall, you can join together the shear of the wall of the pot and the water. Right? It's not Chaticha Nas Nevela, because I'm not going to measure against the pot. I'll be true. Right? I'll say, okay, I had one Kezias absorbed in the wall of the pot. And I only have 50 Kezias in the pot. So that one Kezias is still Usser. And now the water is 10 Kezias. Now the water is Usser. Right? It only works because I say, no, I say the tam in the wall of the pot is really nisarev with the pot and the water, which is shishim. It's essential that I treat the water and the pot as one entity in terms of the tarovus of the isser, in order to be mavatal the chalav. Right? So just like when the chela fell into the water directly, I said you have to ignore the pot. You just have to say it's nisarev with the water. Is there shishim in the water? Yes or no? If there's not, okay, then the pot's usser. The water's usser and the pot will be usser, right? And why do I say you ignore the pot? Because I say, what did it fall into? They say the pot and the water are separate, right? So what did it fall into? It fell into the water, right? So why don't I say the opposite way? Say when the Issa starts out as a blia, as an absorption of the pot itself, and I'm cooking water. So a minute ago we said the water and the pot are separate. Right? So why don't you say it's just Nisarev with the pot? And if the pot doesn't have Shishim, then I have to do a secondary measurement against the water alone. But I can't be, how am I mitzdaif the two? Right? How am I mitzdaif the two? It's daif the two means that the water and the pot are one thing. But we were saying the water and the pot are separate things.
So now I have two things.
So you're saying it's really like two separate taruvos that I sort of divide up. It's really like a taruvos of the isser in the pot. And then a taruvos of the isser is going to seep out into the water.
No,
and I can sort of... But is the pot and the water one thing?
In terms of what?
In terms of the isser. In terms of the Tarov Zisa. Why?
Because you're looking at the Bliya from the pot. The fact that you're looking at the pot for the Bliya brings the pot into it.
Okay, the answer is like this. Maybe this is what you're saying. I think the answer is like this. Let's just talk it out like this. That we're going to say... That the Tarovas, that you're going to define the Tarovas, you have to look at the Isser. You have to start with the Isser. Because if there's no Isser, there's no mixture to speak of. Right? No abstract mixture. The mixture is only when there actually is Isser. So when the water is cooking in the pot and I drop in the Isser, so then the mixture starts with the entity of the water. And there's no need to go to the pot. That's the first entity. That's an independent entity. And it has all the properties of a tarovis right there. Okay? It has all the properties of a tarovis right there. So that is my tarovis. But when I start with the isser in the wall of the pot, there is, it's true, it's nisarev with the pot, right? But it's missing one thing. It's missing the phenomenon of Bishul. It's missing the phenomenon of Bishul to create the when I'm mavashal in the pot, now that makes the tam. Now that causes an exchange of tam. You understand? Before, when the isser is just nivla in the pot is just holding it. Okay, but we're talking about a taroves of bishul. Okay, and without the water cooking in the pot, there'd be no phenomenon of the taroves of bishul. So therefore, it's true that the it's true in terms of entities. I'd say the pot and the water are two separate entities. Okay? But if the Isser starts in the wall of the pot, it's only the water cooking in the contents that allows the Isser to act as a Taroves. You understand? It actualizes the phenomenon of the Taroves of Bishul. It's what's going to now mix it around. And it's going to mix it around throughout everything equally. You understand? That's what gives it the functional qualities of Taroves. That's what gives it the functional qualities of Bishul. Before that, it's just a cold mixture. And there's no motion. Wherever the chela was absorbed into the wall of that pot, that's where it's going to stay. There's no phenomenon of bit. Why? Because there's no. You're not going to say bittel before that. There's only bittel because now the cooking of the water is going to be moshech and polet and bole. It's going to mix everything around. But since the isser started, see, that's the point I'm trying to make. That when you can't just go by the entities. You have to go by the entities of bishul. When you have entities of bishul, that's your taroves. So if you have water boiling in a pot and issa falls into the water, you have all the elements of a taroves of bishul right there. Okay, because you have an entity, you have the water, and you have the phenomenon of bishul. Okay, so you don't need the pot. The pot is just a technical requirement. Just a technical requirement to get it, just to hold it. But when you have the tam balua in the kedera atzma, right, without the water boiling, then you don't have the whole phenomenon at all. The water boiling is not just a technical requirement here. That is the whole maisa bishul. You understand? So now, in that sense, the water is necessary to create the taroves. Because taroves doesn't just mean mixture. Doesn't just mean physically side by side, it means a bishul where the tam is, where there's a certain function of bishul that spreads the tam around. You understand? That's not going to happen without the water. So in that sense, when you want to say whether the elements of the taroves when the tam is in the kedera, so say, well, tell me when I have the taroves of bishul. Anything that I need intrinsically for the taroves of bishul will be part of this taroves. So the kedera is going to automatically be part of it because that's the first entity that it's in. Right? But since the water is necessary to create the phenomenon of bishul, that's also going to count. You understand what I'm trying to say? In order to have your shishim, you have to have all the elements of the taroves present. Right? It has to be present. Okay? For instance, if you have to have the elements of the taroves present, okay. For instance, if it was cold, if iser fell into heter and it was cold, and I pull out the iser, I wouldn't say there's no taroves. That doesn't make a taroves of shishim. Not a taroves like that, right? So we're talking about a taroves of bishul in these cases. So whenever I have, in order to define it, you have to say, when do I have the entities of the taroves and the phenomenon of the taroves? When do I have the entities of the taroves and the phenomenon? When I have those two things, then I have my taroves. Okay? So when I have water cooking in the pot, that's an entity. That's a clear entity, the water. And when the Issa falls into the water is boiling. Now I have the phenomenon. Right? So that's it. I have my Isser and Heter as a Tarovis of Bishel. So now I can say, okay, now I need to measure it. Right? You can't measure it before you have the phenomenon. There's nothing to measure before you have the thing. Right? The Tarovis of Bishel. But when I have Isser absorbed into the wall of the pot, right, at that point, all I have is the Isser and the pot. But there's no phenomenon of Bishel. When I start cooking water, now I have the phenomenon. So now what do I have? So now I have the Isser in the walls. That's where the Isser starts. That's one of the entities. And the water is also part of it because that's what makes it a Bishel. So now, when do I have the phenomenon? When do I have the Tarovas? What are the elements of the Tarovas of this mixture? It's going to be the Isser, the Tom of the Isser, the wall of the pot, and the water. You understand? That's Keder Atzma.
The first event of mixture?
Yeah, the question is the first event of mixture, of Isser and Heter as a Tarovas of Bishel. Where does that occur? So by the water, it occurs right when it falls into the water. But over here, it doesn't occur until the water is cooked. But then it's going to include the pot too. Yeah. Bishel is the exchange of time through liquid. That's Bishel. Right? The exchange of time through rotate. That's Bishel. That's not going to happen without water cooking in the pot. So the pot needs to include the water for its Bishel. But the water doesn't need the pot for its Bishel, because it can exchange time with the Isser directly. You understand? So the entity of Bishel, some depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about the contents, it doesn't need the pot. But if it's the pot, it needs the contents. It doesn't need it. Whatever is necessary for the Tarovas is going to be part of the Tarovas. You're not Meshire anything more than is necessary to make that entity. Once you have that entity, now you have a Shear. You don't care. It doesn't matter what's going to happen to that. It doesn't matter that the Tom and mix in the water will eventually go into the pot. Who cares? But that's not going to make that part of your entity. If everything that eventually happens is connected to everything, then you have nothing. Then that's like one big existential stoop. The only reason why Tosfos mentions that there's Isser in the wall of the pot already, that there's Heter already in the wall of the pot, because that's the machlokas, Masha Bola Kedera versus Kedera Atzma. So that's the machlokas of the Ikedamris. That since... Since the only way to have a tarovis of tam and the pot itself is if the issa starts out in the pot, in the tam, if the issa starts out absorbed in the wall, so that's the case of keder atzma. So what's the case of my debola keder kvar? That's where there was heter already absorbed in the wall of the pot, and then you absorb isser and then you cook. Right? That's the only. So that's the machlokas. In the Ikedamris, do you count the whole wall of the pot or just the tam of the heter that's also on the wall of the pot? That's a question of whether Kedera can be an entity of Tarovas. Maybe Kedera is just excluded. It's intrinsically not an entity of Tarovas. What type of a substance is considered a Tarovas? Can pottery be part of a Tarovas? That's a separate question. But that's the only reason why he mentions the case of heter being balu in the wall of the pot, like the Maharam says. Okay, now let's take a different shita. Let's take the Ran. The Ran explains Rashi. Really do the Rashi. What? What daf? 70, is it? No. 70. So the Ran really goes with Rashi, Rav Shlomo Bar Yitzchaki, right? So he says like this. He explains Rashi. And he says like this. Demand Omar b'kedera atzma haynu b'charsei ha-kedera. Okay. So he says the one who says that you measure with the kedera itself, he holds you measure with the pottery of the kedera. The substance. Uman de Omar b'may de bola kedera. So we don't know what he means by that, right? We don't know what he means by that. What does he mean by the Charsi HaKadera? Right? And he says, but the one who says, my debala kadera hainu loma shim ra'inuhu kishanofal sham kodem shenis ma'et. Means like this. We saw the Isra fall in before it got smaller. Right? Now he takes out the E. V'anu misharin also la'acha shenis bashel kemo shenofal sham. But we measure it after it fell in, after it cooked, like it was when it fell in. Right. No, I think I'm reading it wrong. Right. Ve'ein b'shishim bo. Ve'ein b'etem shishim bo. Now it means like this. That was like this. Right. He's saying like this. You measure it like this. You're measuring the iser, and you don't have shishim. Right. Omdim kama bola kedera min a heter. It means like this. Let's say you look at it right now, and right now you don't have shishim. Right now, you don't have 60 times heter to the iser. But you remember back, and you think back that the heter was bigger when it started out. So where did that heter go? It got absorbed into the walls of the pot. So you include that heter in your shear now. That's my debola kedera. This is really like the Rambam shita. The Rambam says in Perek Tesvov, Halacha Chavdal, Kishe Misharin, when you're Mishayer, Bechol Ha'isurim, Bein B'shishim, Bein B'meya, Bein B'masayim, however you're, whatever measure you're trying to get to, Misharin B'marak, U'betavlin, U'bechol Sheyesh B'kedera. Okay, so you measure everything in the kedera. Now listen carefully. Ubima shebola kedera, and that which is absorbed into the kedera, me'acha shenofal le'iser, after the iser fell in, lefi omed adas. Ram says you just have to estimate. Sheharei ef shalam od ma shebola betzimtzum. It's not possible to get it exact. Funny Ram, huh?
Yeah, but the point is a funny thing, because if
so the point is the are the blias of heter, Josh's obsession, right? Are the blias of heter in the wall of the pot part of the tarovus or not? Right? Get back into the same problem now. Get back into these same annoying questions. Is the blias of heter in the wall of the pot part of the tarovus or not?
According to this.
If it is, then why don't you include the heter that was absorbed beforehand?
Right. Before the
Issa fell in.
Exactly.
Right? And if it's not, then don't count it at all. What kind of a pshar is this? Just count the heter that absorbed after the issa fell in. Okay, so you see again that what? That you own the phenomenon of the taroves. Okay, I don't agree with you that it's so simple still, but okay. But it's true. It's simple why you don't count the blias beforehand. That you're saying makes sense. Because what's your taroves? Your taroves is still like Tosa's saying, it's still the contents and the iser. Right? The blias from before are no longer part of the contents of this pot. Okay? So that makes sense. That's why you don't count the blias from before. But how come when the contents in the pot go into the wall, right? So now you're saying that what?
You count.
Now, why don't you say it's a new Tyrovus? Now it's
a new Tyrovus. What's
a new
Tyrovus?
Well, the Isser's already fixed. It's 22.
No, we're not saying the Isser went in. We're saying even though now you don't have Shishim.
Oh, okay.
You don't have Shishim anymore.
I don't understand.
You don't have Shishim anymore. So in other words, in terms of the contents of the pot, just looking at the contents of the pot, you don't have Shishim of Heter against Isser.
Right.
But if you include the Heter that leached into the wall after the Isser fell in, you do.
Okay.
How do you have it happen?
Yeah. That was I'm cooking something right now.
Cooking something.
The pot is a good pot.
Great pot.
Water's good. I've got heter in there.
Right.
Okay. And now, Isser falls in.
Falls in.
There's no shishim.
Nope, that's not the case. There is shishim. There is shishim.
Against that thing that just fell in.
Counting the water, counting the boiling, counting the soup.
You let it cook a little while. Get the
right? Counting the soup part. Let's say counting the soup, you have shishim. So let's say you come in. Isaac walks in, and you say, Isaac, I'm going to teach you about Isser and Heter. See this? This is mutter. He takes a spoon, says, great, Dad, takes a giant spoon of the soup, and he drinks it down. Then you say, Isaac, now we don't have shishim anymore, because he drank up so much Heter, okay. And the Isser's still there. So what would you say in that case? It's definitely Isser. There's no question about it. No question about it. Since you removed Heter,
right. And
now you don't have shishim anymore, it's definitely Isser. There's no question about it. Right? So what? What? That bothers you?
Yeah, that bothers me.
Why does that bother you?
Because why is it defined as the root? Was defined
no, you're saying
that's a double question. It's a double question.
Was defined before.
The ratio. Now the ratio was not there.
Putney says you made a new Tarulis. What? Putney says you made a new Tarulis. I don't know.
Sure.
But this is definitely
new.
When
you eat it, as soon as if you have shishim, and then you
100% correct. 100%. 100% correct. No. I'm saying I see the isser.
Yeah.
The case is I see. I'm talking about a case where I see the isser.
Right.
It matters.
Of course it matters.
If you could identify.
You're cooking. Absolutely. You're cooking broth, and a piece of chazer. Falls in. Alright? I don't want to shock you over here, but a piece of chazer falls in. Right? And then he goes, but it's shishim. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take out the chazer, of course. Right? Now I have shishim. Whatever tom is left in there is batel b'shishim. But if I keep the chazer in there, right, and I pour out half of the pot of water, I can't eat that, of course not. Now I have shishim, right? There's no question about that. It's not an issue. There's 100% no way to eat that stuff. That's the whole. That's one of the most complicated simonim, if you recall,
with the fish.
But if it's not the case.
Hold on. So, one second. So that's the question. How come if I lose the water by taking it out, that's a problem? But here I'm losing water, it's going into the walls of the pot. So why don't I say, well, now I don't have shishim in the pot. Oh, because I count the tom in the walls, but I didn't count it before. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now the tom in the walls of the pot have to still be there. It has to be that you're counting the tom of the wall in the pot as your tarobus. Right? But does Tom in the wall... Because otherwise you'd have a new shear of shishim. You can't have that.
If I fell there...
That's right. The isser is still there. I see it. It's identifiable. Uh-huh. And I look at it and I say, there's no shishim now, but I remember when it fell in, there was shishim, and I could make up for, like, Lavoisier, right? He used conservation of matter. So he says, it didn't disappear. It's in the walls of the pot. It's an interesting story, by the way. Yeah. Okay. They used to think that the elements switch into each other. You know, like there's earth, wind, fire, and water, right? Oh, wind is air, right? So they used to think that the elements switch one into the other. Like water can turn into earth. And one of the proofs was that if you take a pot of water and you boil it incessantly, right, you will get a hard layer of something appear in the water. So they say, you see, that's the water turning into the metal. It's the water turning into earth. So Lavoisier, he was a French guy right before the French Revolution, and he was a very good experimentalist. And he his thing was, he did a lot of his experiments, and he captured all the elements. And then he would show that, and he would measure them. So he did this experiment, boiling water in a clay pot for 102 days, something like that. But he had it in a way that everything that boiled off ran back in. So he didn't lose any water in the whole process, right? So at the end of the 100 days, there was a layer of hard substance in the pot. But he measured the water, and it was exactly the same. And he measured the pot, and it was a little lighter. And the hard substance exactly made up for the loss of the weight in the pot. So he proved that you guys were all just making an assumption. The water was not turning into the water. It was the water was not turning into matter, into earth. The pot was being eroded. So that's the importance of a good experimentalist.
But he only did the best elements, though.
No, he did a lot of stuff. But unfortunately, he was part of the aristocratic set.
Lost his head. Couldn't find it after that.
Lost his head. Couldn't conserve that matter. No. Okay. So, anyway. So, okay. All right, so let's put this question aside for a minute. Let's finish up the Rashi. So he says like this. So that's how he learns Ma Debola Keder. Ma Debola Keder min a heter she kishenofa sham hoyo ha heter harbi v'nis mait v'bliyas ha kedera. Right? Avo b'kedera atzma lo masharinan. So that's how he learns the Machlokas. Masha Bola Kedera. So he's not learning like Tosus, right? Masha Bola Kedera, he's not learning like Tosus, because Tosus was learning everything as Tom in the wall of the pot starting out. And then the question of the pot itself, or the Tom that's already also in the pot, the Heter Tom. But he's learning straight. You're cooking things, and it's just falling into the water, right? So how does he get out of Tosus' problem? So I understand Masha Bola Kedera. Tosha's initial question. I understand how he's learning Masha Bola Kedera. We'll have to figure it out. But he's saying once the Isser and the Heter mix initially, even though you lose Heter into the wall, you maintain the original Tarova somehow. But what about Tosha's question of how do you count the whole Kedera? How do you count the Kedera that's 50 Kazasim big, 10 Kazasim of water, and 1 Kazasim of Isser? How's that possible? It's just beyond. That's what he's saying. He's saying the Charsei Kedera. Obviously that's not what he's saying. But what is he saying? What does he mean, Charsei Kedera? Right? The man Dama B'Kedera Atzma, Hainu B'Charsei Kedera. Hainu B'Charsei Kedera. What does he mean by that? Kedera Atzma. He never really explains it exactly what it means. But it would seem that what would it mean? Give me a shot. What's the case? What's the shear? Yeah.
I assumed it just meant what you find in the Kedera right now.
That's how. But nobody. But he says Hainu Bicharsei HaKedera. I'll prove to you that that's wrong. Okay? Because then he says like this. It's not a bad shot. That's how the Rashba learns Kedera Atzma. But that's not how Rashi learns. I can prove to you why. Because of the next part of Rashi, he says. He says, "V'kevan de pligi lishni." Since there's a machlokus in the Gemara, two lishonos, v'isura de raisa hu azlin l'chumra. So now you have to go to chumra. So now we'll see which side is more chumra, right?
That
so then keder asma would be more chumra. So he says, right? He says, "V'lo misharin b'keder asma," right? The Rashba learns the other way, like you're learning. But the Ikra Davar Kamoshu Bolafanena Misharin Lay. Alright, that's a separate problem, Rashi. But what's Charsei Kedera mean, according to Rashi? So it can only mean one thing, without being absurd. It means like this, that what? You have to figure out how much of the Kedera, how much the Taroves goes into the Kedera itself. In other words, like this. It's not the whole pot. Can't be the whole pot. The problem with Tosus was that he was learning Kedera Atzma means the entire pot. Then you get to an absurd conclusion that if you have a giant pot, right, and you're cooking then it would be a bottle with 10 kazasim of heter and 1 kazasim of isser. How would Rashi answer that question? He would say, no, the whole pot is not involved in the Tarovas. The whole pot is not involved in the Tarovas. It's only where the Tarovas is, there's a functional entity over here. There's maybe a half an inch. Maybe a half an inch gets saturated with the contents. And maybe that quarter of an inch, whatever is mamish, absorbed and part of the boiling will be considered Kedera Atzma. So you would say you would never count the whole Kedera. You only... Oh, so that's the difference. It's bigger. It's just a little bit bigger. It's really basically the same thing. right? It's basically the same thing, except it's bigger. Huh? It's bigger because you're including the substance of the pot itself. Right? It's a little bit bigger because you're including the substance of the pot itself.
It's not how much was absorbed in that half inch.
That's right.
The half inch of
also where, so where the tarugas happen, you cannot...
Yeah, so it seems like this. So Rashi is learning like this. What does it mean that you're Mishayer Shishim? How are you Mishayer Shishim, according to Rashi? Now he's saying like this, that how do you include Charsei HaKedera? How do you include the Charsei HaKedera? See, according to Tosis, it was a question, how do you include the Charsei HaKedera? I mean, what's the Machlokas in the Ikedamis over here, according to Rashi? Deir Atzma doesn't mean the... See, Rashi, the reason why Tosis was bothered with, because he was asking a logical question, is what's your Tarovis? Do you count the pot as part of the Tarovis or not? If you're going to count the pot, if you're going to say the water and the pot are mixed together, then you have to say that the Isser fell into the mixture of water and pot. Right? The mixture fell into water and pot. That's Tosis' argument, because we have to be logical. We have to have a logical definition of a Tarovis. So that's Tosis' question. So if you're going to say... that the question over here is what did it fall into? Did it fall into the contents? You can't say it fell into the contents and the pot, right? So we have to eliminate the pot as a part of the contents, right? But if you're going to include it, because that was his proof, if you're going to include it, you can't include half of it. Well, what sense does that make, right? Either the pot and the contents are one or they're not, right? So Rashi is saying like this. Rashi's saying, so how do we define Rashi? How does Rashi have a logical definition over here of including the first quarter inch of the pot? What kind of a concept is that? What's the first quarter inch of the pot? What's the first quarter inch of the pot? Seems to me like this, that Rashi is learning a different question. Not what are the entities of the pot, not what are the entities of the Tarovis, but like you were trying to say last week, at what point is the Tarovis fixed? In other words, like this. Rashi is learning that if when you cook it, the cooking process will absorb into the first quarter inch, that's part of what happens when you cook. The first quarter inch gets involved in the actual Tarovis, right? That's part of, no, is what's considered part of the Tarovis is not just what initially is there, but what eventually will become part of the Tarovis. Everything that is, all of the elements that you don't go by you don't say, well, since initially it fell in, the first entity, the entity of the Tarovis are the two entities in their fullest expression, not the way they are initially. So since eventually when you cook, the water will seep in and involve, and the Charsei HaKedera will be involved, then you include Charsei HaKedera too. You understand? Because that really you could say is the machlokas between the Ikedamis according to Rashi. What's the kvias? What's the kvias? And you koveya, when is the shame tarovas fixed? Because the question is, I can say that the tarovas develops, and there's a development, because as I'm cooking longer and longer, the contents will actually seep deeper and deeper, right? And now all the tamim will be misarev throughout that first layer, right? So that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, according to the Ikedamri, you're not koveya the tarovas simply by the initial thing, but even by the eventual phenomenon, the eventual entity. So since eventually, when you keep cooking, the Charsei HaKedera will be considered. It'll be a phenomenon involving the Charsei HaKedera. That bishul of the water will involve the Charsei HaKedera. Eventually, that's considered your entities. It's not your physical entities; it's your functional entities. So, the first doesn't matter if it takes a few minutes for the Charsei HaKedera to get involved. You understand what I'm saying? That's Kedera Atzma. But Masha Bola Kedera says no. You have to fix it right now. You can't go by Charis Yekadera. You have to fix it right now. Right? You have to fix it right now. So whatever it is right now, that's your shear of Shishim. You can't say that it's going to involve the Charis Yekadera later. Right. You're going to fix it right now. Yeah, okay. Okay. So that's a good question. So how come you use the water that went into the walls? Right? How come you use the water that went into the walls? That's not a problem. Because you're like you're saying, like you were saying before. The kvius is right now. The kvius is right now. Okay, good. Okay, so that's what the Ron takes up. He takes up that question, really. All right, there's a little bit of a problem in Rashi, just shot-wise, there's a problem in Rashi. Because Rashi says it like this. He says there are two sheets. There's the Ikadami. One includes the Cheres HaKadera, and one is just Masha Bola Kadera Kvar. Right? So the Cheres HaKadera is going to be more Mekel. Because that means there's actually more substance in the Tarovis. You not only have the contents of the pot, but you have the first layer of Cheres. That's the way I'm learning Rashi. Right? Whereas Masha Bola Kadera Kvar, that means that sheet says you only count the initial Tarovis. It's true, the fact that some of it seeped in doesn't take it out. But you're basically only counting the initial tarovas. So that's the more chomer sheet. It's more chomer because there's less heter to count, right? So then, right? You got that factually? Okay, so now he says like this. So since, he says, it's Nisidaraisa, we should not use the shear of Kedir Atzma. But then you would expect him to say, use the shear of Mashabola Kedira. But then he says, even that we don't use. He says, V'ikar adavar kamoshu bolafoneinu misharvina le. He says, the truth of the matter is, we just go by what we see right now. V'lo misharvina b'mad de bola kedira min
ha'eter. You think the opposite.
Right.
More,
so you're saying this is being more chomer, because Mashabolak there kvar means that right now you don't have shishim. Right now you don't have shishim. If you look at the contents in the isser. Well, you say, but I'll add back in whatever was absorbed into the wall. So he says, we don't do that even. We don't even do that, he says. Why? L'fi she'afa isser nivlav in ismayit mikamo shehu. Shehaya. Uki l'lakamon. Atu etera bala isser ulo bala. Zer l'shono sherashi. He says, but the problem is like this. The Ron takes it the wrong way. He says, v'hu docha lishna kama mishum lishna bas. So he says, but the Rashi is, one second, don't worry. I guarantee you, the Ron's going to take up the problem. So the Ron says, but the Rashi doesn't make sense. Because first, Rashi says, we have to get rid of lishna kama because of lishna basra. Now, we have to go l'chumra. The two lishonas in the Gemara. So we go l'chumra. We take the second lishna. We take the lashon that doesn't let you count the cheres. Right, because that's the more chomer side, right? And then he says, "V'achar kach docha lishna basra," and then he gets rid of the second lishna. L'fi she'afa iser nivlav v'nismayit mikamo shehaya. So Rashi's not taking any shita. Notice he's rejecting both shitas in the Gemara. I can understand you have two shitas, you go to chomer, but then how do you reject both shitas, right? V'chein nira dasa rav afasi shehu lo hevi lishana solal ba'alachos. So you must say there's a mistake in the text of Rashi. Something got messed up. When he says in the end that we just go by what it looks like right now, that must be when we never saw it initially. Okay? So you can't guess. You can't try to guess. There's no way of figuring it out. You can't try to guess and say, well, maybe the heter was bigger. Right? Because in that case, he's talking about, we assume that they both went down the same. Right? So, but if we saw them when they fell, and we know that the heter got smaller quicker than the iser, because gagon zem misharin heter shnivla bekederim mitzdarfen aso l'masha besocho u'misharin iser. Okay, fine. So he's saying Rashi can't really be doing that. It's an interesting run. Rashi can't really be saying, this is so machmer, we're not even going to follow one of the shitas in the Gemara, we're going to make up our own shita. Right? So he said Rashi must be talking in the end where you don't know. Where you don't know. So then you can't say, I'll assume that heter was nivla, faster than iser. Right? It's interesting. The Shach asks, well, why don't you say maybe the iser went in quicker, maybe the iser got smaller quicker than the heter. And even though right now you have shishim, maybe initially you didn't. Right? It was Rashi just saying, when you see them right now, So you can't say Lakula, maybe initially the Hefter was bigger. You got to go by right now. He says, yeah, but maybe even by going right now is not good. Maybe the Hefter was bigger initially. And right now you have Shishim, but initially you didn't. Right? That's a problem, right? Isn't that a problem? So he says, Ichzuki Yisur Lamachzakina. He says, you never just assume Isser. You can't just say, there's no end to that. There's no end to that type of... He says, right now you don't see Isser, you're not Machzik Isser. You're not Machzik Isser. Even though it's Daraisa. Even though he says it's Daraisa.
In that case, you didn't see it originally.
Right.
In other words, originally you saw it was no good. And let it sit and come back, and it's okay. It's
that's
good.
Definitely right. That's definitely no good. Right.
Right. You just show up.
He's saying you just show up, and you see Shishim now. He says, but why aren't you worried? Maybe initially there wasn't. He says, that you never say. That's a chzuki yisur lamachzikim. So now the Ron takes up an interesting question. He's like this. He says, v'ika lemedak, right? Kevan she'achshav ein Shishim beheter. You're going back to the original question. Says, since right now you don't have Shishim, Lomo Eino Choser Isser Leesor Es HaHeter. It's an interesting question that Ron asks. He's asking my question, right? I knew I was asking his question. But he's saying like this, saying, how come? But he's going to like the very thing itself. He's asking a basic question on the very din itself. Because now he's saying this, really the din is what? If there was Isser and Heter of Shishim initially, even though the Heter got smaller quicker, right, I could still say Shishim, because I go by Masha Bola Kedera, right? Masha Bola Kedera. But the Ron is saying, but since right now you don't have Shishim, right, how come you don't say it's Choser or Isser, less or Asa Heter? Why don't you say that the Isser will be Choser and Asa Heter? Because right now you don't have Shishim. He really is discounting Masha Bola Kedera. You see, he's really not counting Masha Bola Kedera as part of the Tarovus. Right? And he's saying, look, logically you can say that, but logically we know Masha Bola Kedera, the Tom in the Kedera, is not part of the Tarovus. That's what he's saying. That's what he's really saying. He's saying, so how could it be Mutter? He's asking on the very din. He's saying, how could it be Mutter? Oh, he's going to have to answer this question. He's learning the pshat like Rashi, but it bothers him, right? Because in other words, because our logical question, from before is a logical question. Either you count the tom in the pot as part of the tarovus, or you don't. If you do, you should include the old tom initially, and if you don't, right, then whatever goes into the pot should be considered out of the tarovus. You shouldn't count it now. How do you count the stuff that absorbed from the time the Issa fell in till now? It doesn't make sense. Right?
Is there stuff there or not?
Either the stuff that goes into the wall of the pot is considered part of this part of the contents or not. Mm-hmm. Right? So he says, so essentially what you have is a case where the shear of the Isser got bigger. Very nice that the tom went into the wall of the pot, but the tom and the wall of the pot are a separate thing. It's not part of this mixture. Right. Let's say in other words, if you're cooking Heter for 10 minutes and it gets smaller, and then Isser falls in, you definitely do not say, add back in all the old Heter that was absorbed before, right? So you see, the shear of the Isser and the Heter goes by the contents, not by the bleus into the pot. So essentially, what's happening now is you have a case where it starts out with Shishim and it loses Shishim. So why should it be Mutter? I mean, what kind of a story? If you're not going to say that you go by the eventuality of the Tarovus, that's the other story. You say, but wherever this Tarovus eventuates, exactly. But that should include the Kedera Atzmayot. But we're not going with that type of story. So then you have to say that it's just you're losing Heter. So he says like this. He's not afraid to ask a logical question over here. So he says, Shehare ilu nofal b'kedera acheres bo'in in shishim kiyotzei bo. He says, because if this same Isser now fell into another pot, you'd need a new Shishim. So you should still need Shishim here. Why should this Kedera be a preferential? Why should this get a preferential treatment? Why should this be a preferred Kedera? Gets preferential treatment. Right? The Ode, Ditanabit Pesechas Trumos, Saw a Truma Shenafla Lemea Chulin. Interesting case. You have a saw. Oh, by the way, a lot of Yoredeya stuff comes from Truma. There's Mishnayos, and there's a lot of cases of Taroas over there. Of course, it operates a little differently. But he says, if you had a saw of Truma that fell into 100 of Chulin, so the shear of Truma is 100. 100 to 1, instead of Shishim is 100 to 1. So one saw fell into 100, so it's Batal. Okay? Tochno upichso. Then you went ahead and you ground it, and you lost some. Right? When you grind it, you lose some. Kishem shepichsu chulin kach pichsa truma. So the Mishnah says it's still mutter. Why? Because you lost the same ratio. Right? The same ratio, whatever you lost to truma, you also lost. Whatever you lost to chulin, you also lost to truma. So you still have 100 to 1. Okay?
That's in a case where it's absorbed and it's not identifiable.
No, right. It's wheat. You have wheat in
that. That makes sense. That's logical.
Okay, but he said like this. But he says, Taima de'ika lememar de'pichsa truma. The only reason why it's mutter after you grind the mixture of wheat and the mixture of truma and chulin is because we say that you lost the same ratio of isser and heter. Right? Halav hachi osser. But if you know for sure, if somehow you could tell that I lost more chulin than truma, it would be osser.
Right.
Right? So you see, there's no svara that just because you start out good and then change the ratio, it's mutter. There's no svara like that. In other words, the Mishnah is saying the only reason why the truma, why this mixture is still good, is because you haven't altered the ratio. Right? We assume the ratio stays the same. We assume the grinding, we assume the grist mill is equally effective on the truma and the chulin. Right? So you're going to lose as much, so you're going to keep the same ratio. He says, but the Mishnah gives that as the reason. He says, why does it stay mutter? How come if you had a mixture of wheat, you can eat the flour, even though you lose some? Because whatever you lost of truma, of chulin, you lost of truma. So it gives the reason. It's a reason. The reason is basically, you always need 100 to 1. The only thing is, we assume you still have 100 to 1. We're allowed to make that assumption that you still have 100 to 1. Okay? We're allowed to make the assumption that you still have 100 to 1. But if I know I didn't, it would all become usher. There's no halacha that just because something starts out good, it can't get messed up later. Right? So here we know it's not anymore. That's his question. He says, but in our case, we know that what? Vachanami. I lost the place. Yeah. I'll get it. The Namzal Truma is right. V'hachanami maishna. So how come over here, even though we know the Isser lost faster than the we know the Heter was lost faster than the Isser, we say it's mutter. It was over there by Truma, it's only mutter because the Heter and the Isser were both lost in the same ratio. But over here, the case is we know that the Heter was lost quicker than the Isser. So why should it be mutter? Right, Mark? Now this answer is going to blow you away because it doesn't make any sense. V'tira t'rambanzal, but it's coming from a good source, so we got to work it out. D'im notal min ha'heter enachinami. That if somebody took the heter, like a case I gave you, scooped it out, then you'd be right. Then of course it would be usher, right? Aval kevan shelo notal mimenu elashinis mai derech bishol. Hikilubo. The Rabbana. Meaning logically there's no difference.
In the normal process of how it's supposed to go, it's okay.
Then we'll let it slide.
The point is saying you're really not counting the stuff in the walls.
You're really not counting stuff in the walls.
And you only say that Majabola to bring it back to the original case when the mixture was okay.
You only do that.
That's
right.
What it means. It doesn't mean you're counting the stuff in the walls.
That's right. You're not really counting stuff in the walls.
Not really counting.
It's not mitzvah.
Right.
It's really out of the Tarovis.
Now they're trying to work out the case.
What's the
Ramban's answer is enachanami. You're right. There's no logical way to differentiate between these two. There's no real logical way to differentiate between the two. In both cases, you started out with the shear of heter, and you're losing the shear of heter, right? By the truma case, it would be usser. By the Truma case, it would be usher. It's only mutter because we say you didn't lose this year. says, but over here, even though we know you're losing the shear, the Rabbanan are makel. The Rabbanan are makel. Why? Because it's derech bishel. Since it's derech bishel, the Rabbanan are makel. I mean, what kind of a logic is that?
Someone would have taken it out, someone would have taken it out, and then...
One second, let's take one more thing and then we'll leave it for next week. So I gotta go pick up
the.
That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Let's take the Rambam. Yosir near Divrei Rambam Zal. Shekosav per Chamisha Asar, Mehilchas Malchos Asuros, Dibamai Debola Kedera, Hainu Loma Shemesharin, Beomid Yofa Kaman Nivla, Beomid Bedofne Akedera, Sheroan Osokilu, Besocha Kedera. No. Okay. That you view the stuff that's in the walls like it's actually still in the kedera. Of amasha piches machmas haor shekola ve'ovad lo. That was your point, Ron, Mark. But you don't count that which evaporated. That which evaporated. But what's he saying? He's saying it's yosir nira divrei Rambam. Then the Ramban. It's mashma that what? And that according to the Ramban, you would count the stuff that evaporated too. He's saying the Rambam makes more sense. Because the Rambam says, you only count, that's why he says the Rambam says an Omed Yotha. Because you got to figure out how much you lost to evaporation and how much went into the pot.
And you only count that which went into the pot.
Right? Saying that makes more sense. But it's mashma from him that the Ramban doesn't care. Whatever you lose from the normal bishul process,
why is that? How's that easier? How's that make more sense?
He says it makes more sense. I don't know why. He says it makes more sense.
Harder. No, the Rambam makes more sense. No, I'm saying he says the Rambam makes more sense.
Yeah. Sure, but he says Shiro and Oso Ki'ilu Hu Besocha Kedera. See, he wants to say the Rambam is still saying you have Shishim. He's trying to learn the Rambam that you still have Shishim.
Right?
He likes the Rambam better. He's saying the Rambam is saying that as long as you don't count whatever burned off, and you only count that which went into the walls, then we can still say you have shishim. So it's not a stira. He's trying to answer the stira. I understand. But he's saying, but the Ramban should give up on answering the stira. The Ramban just said it's a kula. He doesn't like the Ramban. The Ramban, he says, is just saying that there's a different din. Even though you don't have shishim, it's mutter. But the Rambam is saying, no, you still consider it to have shishim. We have to see the svaras, okay? Let's see if we can understand that.
We know that they were evaporated in the same.
I'm not sure if the Rambam would say the evaporation would be good. I have to think about that. I mean, you get to a ridiculous case already. But anyway, but he's saying that the Ramban, yeah. I mean, you can't keep cooking and cooking for 2 days and then wind up with... one little piece of chazer.
Yeah.
Huh?
But not the smiley in the ratio? No, I don't understand.
No, the fact of the matter is, the whole case is that we know the heter got smaller quicker. That's the whole case. That's our case. There's no case if you don't have that. That's the fact. Because the fact is that you go Masha Bola Kedera means that even though now you don't have Shishim, we can include whatever got absorbed into the Shishim. And since when it fell in initially there was Shishim, it's Mutter now. So the Ramban says, it's true, you don't have Shishim now, and if it were Truma, and you start out with 100 to 1, and you lost 100 to 1, it'd be Usur. But here, even though you start out with 60 to 1, and you're down to 59 to 1, the Ramban let it slide. The Ramban let this one slide.
Because
of Bishul. As if that's some reason. But, so he doesn't like the Ramban. Because the Ramban is saying it's just a kula. There's no way to work it out. It's just a kula. There are kulas like that. Like certain things. 59 to 1. But according to the Rambam, he says, no, it is Shishim. It is Shishim. Because whatever is Balua in the Kedera is still considered in the Kedera. It never left. All right, so let's just try to see if we can work that out for next time.